word, we've studied this word, temptation, and there's a whole bunch of words that mean different things. But a companion word that doesn't mean temptation, but means something very similar, is this crazy word in the Greek that means it's afflictions, or trouble, or woes, or, and it's thlispis, which is, I love that word, thlispis. And it means a pressing or squeezing. It's, you've heard me describe it before as the idea of getting pressed. When you squeeze a tube of toothpaste, then the toothpaste is thlispissed through the opening to get on the brush. But it's a companion word because from the standpoint of God, everything in the universe has to pass through that dot that's smaller than your eye can see. And only that which came from eternity can return to eternity. And that's what happens. Well, let's look at it.
Is this the eye of the needle reference?
No. That's a camel going through the eye of a needle. That's just an unclean thing trying to get into the temple. But it's sort of. But you got to remember that Christ alone has immortality. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 3. We haven't looked at this for a long time. What this describes is this action of everything in the universe going through that dot that's smaller than your eye can see. Because the seventh angel has stood for the world now and said the mystery of God is complete. Time shall be no more. And when time is no more, time is the only thing that gives space dimension. Boom. Speed of thought. This will happen.
Where are we going?
2 Peter chapter 3. Verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and these elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. And the new heaven and the new earth is the new Jerusalem. Now, this one is the word dissolve here is used twice. Everything is dissolved, and for it to dissolve, it means as though it never existed before. And that's why I keep going back to the reference. The only reference that I have in my own experience is that hydrogen bomb. The island wasn't destroyed, it wasn't ruined, it was dissolved, though it never existed. The 16 ships around it weren't wrecked or anything, they were dissolved as though they never existed. Now, that's what's set before us. And we ought to live each day of our life as if that day was now. That's what the whole reason we got into the study of idolatry and Zephaniah, because you should live each day as if it were the judgment seat. Now that's what produces zeal. That's what produces everything that God wants, is that mystery of seeing that nothing that can be seen, touched, felt. It's all going to be dissolved as if it never before existed. When the mystery of the bride is complete, time shall be no more. Now, so that word, thlispus, in the finality, it describes that action of everything in the universe passing through that dot that's smaller than your eye can see. Now, we've talked about this before, but there may be some listening. When I was in high school, we had to do this with a calculus teacher that gave us the parameters, and we had to compute the size of the container that everything in the known world would fit into if space were removed. And at that time, everything in the known universe, this was in the 50s, everything in the known universe would fit into an 8-ounce water glass if you remove space. But now they've gone deeper and deeper and deeper into the atom, and they found more and more and more space. Now, if you did that calculation, everything in the universe would fit into a dot as smaller than your eye can see. Every planet, every constellation, everything in the universe would fit into that dot that's smaller than your eye can see. No. And everything has to pass through that. Because only that which came from eternity can return. Now, the only part of you that came from eternity is Jesus Christ in you, the only hope of glory. And that's why the zeal has to eat you up, has to cause you to be dissolved by your own admission, by your own volition. Now this is pretty final. Does anybody have any response to it?
Yeah, I do. I was thinking of Einstein's relativity, where nothing is created or destroyed, just changes its form. So
No, that's not what it is. E equals mc squared is there's energy. It's energy. Anyway, go ahead.
Did he not say everything, it just changes form, it's not created or destroyed?
I don't know if he said that or not. I wouldn't put it in those words. But anyway, that's all right.
The parable of seeing that vaporization it was vaporized into spirit, thinking in this parable, which is pretty much what we're about, is being vaporized into spirit. That's what we're really about.
Right.
Which we resist because of our nature.
But that's why flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
There's a practicality to that, because flesh and blood...
Yeah, what would it do there?
Huh?
What could it even do
there?
Well,
it couldn't exist.
It couldn't.
It would be burned up.
Yeah.
The idea that space, there's so much space between everything, just verifies that what we see is an illusion.
Right. I mean, again, the only reason this table is hard is because the molecules in that this compound that makes the table are moving rapidly, so it has the appearance of being hard. The only reason banana, if you will, is soft, it's because the molecules in the banana are moving slower.
Is that measurable by some?
Of course.
Micron telescope or microscope.
But it's that's why there's nothing. I mean, it's so hard for us to even think about such things. You know, that's why I was fortunate to see that explosion that did that to an island, because it made this make perfect sense. But you read that, the heavens are going to be dissolved, the earth and everything therein be dissolved in the twinkling of an eye.
Man, it's interesting too how much space there is. I mean, we sit on this planet and think it's solid stuff. We look into the heavens and we measure it in light years, which is beyond our ability to.
Well, that's why that sign of on the Magi. It took 65 million light years for the star in the head of the child, of the first decton of Virgo, to reach the mountains of Persia, where the wise men were, so that they could get ready and leave and reach Bethlehem before Joseph and Mary took off to Egypt with Jesus. Now, that's why there's, if you can think, if you can conceive that, the majesty of that, then you can see that your life, I mean, there's no accidents in your life. Everything that has transpired is to conform you into this mystery of the bride. There is nothing else going on that has any lasting. I mean, this one, this mystery of God is so compelling because it's the only thing that can stand the test of truth. You can sit around and think, "Oh, I believe this is true." Well, there's nothing true if you use Abraham's definition of it. And why, if it doesn't meet the definition of truth, why do you give it importance? So anyway, this word, Philispus. You know what? I haven't been able to drink any water or anything, so I can't hardly talk. My mouth is so dry. And so it's difficult for me. I think that is an introduction. We'll do the affliction or Philispus starting tomorrow, okay? Anybody have any other response to this? Consider it.
Yeah, I always do.
Huh?
I always do.
Well, this is why.
That's why I quit trying.
This is why that word, that we confess the Lord Jesus, is so important, because it's homologio is the word for confess, and it means to speak the same thing. You can't speak the same thing unless you hear the same thing. You can't hear this. I mean, unless you see the same thing, you can't hear the same thing. It's all dependent on the ear being circumcised. And the test of whether the circumcision is there is you no longer need the praise of men. And if you no longer need the praise of men, you certainly aren't concerned with what they think about you, negative or positive. Well, that's a huge test in terms of the reality of that. And I'm not talking about going around it. Talking about it. I'm talking about what goes on internally if you have any integrity. If you're still trying to please men, or you're concerned with what some person's response to you is, then, you know, if your heart is circumcised, it forgot about it. And that's a pretty heavy test. All right, we'll continue on.
You need any-
huh? I need prayer. If he misses that little dealie, it could be bad news. That's a good idea. I go through that. Take it, big guy.